Okay. I would like to call this meeting to order. Welcome to all of our guests. I had a gentleman back there promise me that we will have a full house from now on at all of our council meetings, so please come back. Okay. Pastor Keck from the Curie Memorial Lutheran Church, could you come forward? And if you guys will let him get up there to the podium. And Ann, we do have an empty seat over here by Bob. See how we work together.
Well, thank you, and good evening, everyone. It's great to be here. You know, and I was thinking about this meeting, and I was thinking about any meeting and all this work we do, what you do as our town council, and what we all do as a community, and thinking about how important it is that we got to work together and do the things, to really do the things that are going to benefit our community, those who come here to visit, and just, you know, life in general. And there's a couple of verses from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament that says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they can keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone, especially on a night like this? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And I think that talks about the importance of really working together to do the things that we need to do to accomplish what's most important for us. So, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this night. Thank you for our council who does leadership in our community. Thank you for all those gathered with concerns and a passion for this community. Lord, we pray your blessings upon us. We pray for your blessings upon this meeting. Give guidance to our council for in all that they do and the work that they do here and the vision that they would share and to the direction they would have us go as a community. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. Amen.
Would you mind leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
All stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first, again, I would like to welcome everyone. We do have some room in our hallway back here if it's a little crowded back there. We do have a little bit of room right up here behind our photographers. Okay. We do have a few guests here tonight that I would like to recognize. For one, we have a couple of people from Oceana in Washington, D.C., starting with, please raise your hand, Claire. We have members of the local media here, WWAY, WCT, Fox, Star News, and of course the Island Gazette. Thank you for being here. But we also have some people here tonight from, first of all, back here from The Guardian, which is, raise your hand, Oliver. Which is an international magazine. We have a couple of representatives from the New York Times. Thank you very, very much. And we have a representative from Think Progress, which is a blog out of Washington, D.C. Where is the young lady from the... Okay. Of course, we let our guests sit on the floor. Thank you. Okay. The approval of the consent agenda. I hear a motion?
Make a motion. We approve as presented.
Second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The adoption of our regular agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Request to add a number 3 under old business to discuss stormwater. Just an update to the council on stormwater issues.
Okay.
And I make a motion to approve the agenda with the amendment.
I've also, under the very end where council makes comments, I would like to speak with all of you about our strategic plan that we're working on with UNC School of Government in Chapel Hill.
Okay.
Any other additions? Okay.
And make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have most of you here tonight because you're a little anxious to see what's going to happen with Curie Beach and our resolution opposing offshore oil and seismic testing. And before we get into comments, I think it would be good for us to find out first where Curie Beach stands on this. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pass the resolution opposing seismic testing and offshore drilling activities.
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? It passes unanimously. Just a few words I would like to say to all of you. Many of you sat, Many of you sat in this room 2 years ago with all the rest of us, and you witnessed history being made at that time. That night, Curie Beach became ground zero for opposition to seismic testing and offshore oil. The video that was made that night went viral across the country, but especially up and down the East Coast. I'd like to think that that video helped Curie Beach to help other communities, almost 100 now, is that
you
right?
Are
100.
You
we are 100. 100. Okay. So we helped 99 other municipalities from Delaware to Florida to help make this decision and step up to the plate, send their comments to Washington, to the federal government, to Congress, and to the President of the United States, not to put our coastal communities at risk. Our marine life means so much to us, as does our environment, our economy, our tourists, but most of all, our quality of life. That is why most of us live here and many of the rest of you visit us. So I'm pleased tonight to be able to say that Curie Beach has joined those other communities and become the 100th community. Sometimes some things are just way too precious for money to buy or to risk them for any other reason. Okay?
Yes.
Now then, for those of you who live here, I have one more thing that I would like to talk about that doesn't have anything to do with the resolution, but has to do with you. For years, Curie Beach ran on volunteers. For a while there, I didn't know how the town would ever exist without our volunteers. Well, we're going to be that place again. Times are changing, and we want you back in our life. We want you to figure out how you can help each other and how you can help the town. We have several openings on our committees and commissions and boards, some regular members and some alternates, some in town and some outside of town. If there's something you are interested in, please come to Town Hall and talk to Nancy Hewitt about what those vacancies are, and perhaps Willard over here would be willing to get a list and put them in the paper for us. We would love for you to come back and be our volunteers again. Now, we're also, this coming year, looking at a comprehensive plan for Curie Beach. What do we want to be now and in the future, and how are we going to get there? And we need your help, whether it's going to be filling out a survey or participating in the actual process, stepping up to the plate and being one of our leaders. We will need your help. And if you're interested in that, please send me an email or a text message so I can keep track of you. When the time comes, I can come and get you. Okay? Now, if that challenge is just a little too big, let me ask you, please look around your neighborhood and see what you can do to help someone else. You know, last week, I believe it was, somebody called John Batson. Where did he go?
He's back there.
Way back there hiding in Nancy's office, right?
Right.
Well, somebody called our building inspector and asked him to come and take the trash can that belonged to one of their neighbors and put it back up beside their house. Well, guess what? I live on Cutter Court, and yes, we have people from out of town who have second homes and are here maybe once a month or once a year. We have rental property, and what I want you to do is what we do on Cutter Court. Start working together with your neighbors, and if their trash can is out there and they've left town and it needs to be moved, please, we pay John way too much to be sending him over to move a trash can. Just help your neighbors, and if there's some other way you can help them, that would be good too. But that's my request for all of you tonight, and I thank you for being here. We're going to take about a 5 or 10 minute break. You are welcome to stay. We have sort of a lengthy agenda, but most of all, tonight we will be interviewing the candidates to fill the extra position over here beside David, and you are welcome to stay for that process tonight, or just go and enjoy yourself. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Make a motion for a 5 minute recess.
Second.
Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.